Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to the Adia Talks podcast. My name is Mo Adia. I am your host on this podcast, where we are all about helping you be the best version of yourself and live your life as God intended. We have yet another great episode today, so I want you to stay tuned, grab a notebook, a pen, a drink, and let us chat about what is on the agenda today. Hello, people of the Adia Talks podcast, great listeners, wonderful, blessed people of God. How are you people doing? How are you guys doing? I'm trying to get away from saying guys, but how are you all doing? My name is Mo Adia. I am your host on this podcast, and we have a podcast for yet another Tuesday. We are still in Tuesday, so I'm recording this now because today has been pretty interesting. But I hope you're well. I hope you are good. There are a lot of interesting things going around the world right now. So, you know, I'm grateful that you're still alive. I'm grateful that God is good and he's doing a good and amazing and wonderful, not just a loads of amazing things in your life. On this podcast, we hear about helping you be the very best version of yourself, and, you know, whatever that capacity, and that's in every area of your life, just maximizing, you know, how God wants you to live. And first and foremost, you know, being the best version of yourself really starts in the person that created you, right? So living from the manual by which you were created, if that simplifies things a little bit. So today, I'm not going to be before you long, and I really say that. It's going to be a short podcast. I know I have a tendency to say that, and then 30 minutes after, I'm still like going on, and I'm like, okay, I need to wrap up now. But I believe this will be a short podcast. I'll try my best because I don't want to, you know, keep you too long. I know that you have a ton of things to do. I appreciate you for just taking the time out to listen. And, you know, one thing we do encourage at Adia Talks is really, you know, using this time to also spend time in God and retreat and maybe pull away from some of the things that you would consider to be your regular routine, because it is important that, you know, as we go into the new year, you're going in with what the Lord is saying to you. I mean, if you did not learn anything from this year, I would love to do a podcast on what I learned from 2020, and I think that will be next week. But if you did not learn anything from this year, we definitely learned that we need to hear God for ourselves. Not that we don't trust people who hear God, you know, or the people that have, you know, have some of us, yes, have the ability, you know, to hear God, you know, maybe about other things concerning just not just our lives, but, you know, each believer has the access and the ability to hear God for themselves. Christ is within you. Holy Spirit is within you. The Spirit of God is within you. I know I feel like I mentioned three different things, but I'm not explaining the Trinity today. But like the Spirit of God is within you, you know, the same Spirit that was in Christ when he was on earth is within you. So you have that ability, you have that advantage, you know. So I encourage you to really tap into hearing God. That could be a whole other podcast. I do have a video on YouTube, which is about hearing from God, and it is broken down into two videos because I didn't want it to be too long, but I go into some more depth on hearing from God. So if you're having, I don't say issues, or you're just trying to like reset yourself in that, or you just, you're not sure if you're hearing God's voice, all of that, I encourage you to go and check out the video. My YouTube page is called Mo Adia TV. You can just type Mo Adia and type hearing from God and it will come up. There are two parts to it, as I've mentioned. So check it out. Let me know your thoughts. Hope it helps you. I would love to do more in depth on it. It definitely touched on the core things, but I think there's definitely more depth to it, but it will help you. It will bless you. Trust me. It's Holy Spirit who's speaking on that, not me. Okay. So today we just want to cover something that is, you know, going to be beneficial to you probably over the next few days. You know, I spent some time away this weekend, a little bit shorter than I had planned to, but I won't explain the reason why. But for the reason why, I really do thank God for something went on in my family and the Lord just, you know, healed somebody. At least the situation isn't as bad as it could be. And, you know, the Lord is restoring perfect health. But yes, I thank God for that. So we are talking today about, I was talking about when I went away. So I went away, spent some time with God. It was like my retreat, you know, pre the end of the year. Now, next week is probably going to be a more of a shutdown type week, for me, but I do, and even Christmas, you know, day and all of that. But, you know, I do, you know, try to go away on a retreat, you know, just away from my surroundings. Now, I had the benefit of doing that right before where I live, went into another phase of like more serious lockdown for reasons I don't even want to explore right now, because I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I mean, I'm not going to go into that. But anyway, yes, so we're in this second phase of some sort of serious lockdown here in the UK. We are almost probably like, you know, I don't know what the word to say is, but it's almost like we're being ostracized a little bit from the rest of the world and the rest of Europe. It's like, oh, you guys, you know, I don't want to talk about all that's going on right now. But anyway, that's the situation we find ourselves in. So luckily, I was able to get away. You know, I was there one night. The day next day, we heard about all these new things. And that was, you know, the day I was coming back. So I managed to get, you know, that, because I believe that where I was would probably be closed now under the new rules, etc. So, you know, but when I was away, you know, God started speaking to me a lot about the new year. He didn't speak to me much about myself too much. I mean, he said very, you know, broad things about the body and what he was doing with his children. He spoke to me a little bit, but not probably about myself as much as I would have liked, but I'm sure I'll hear that soon. But, you know, just generally about some things he's doing. And, you know, one thing that the Lord did say is what I want to start off with in just laying the foundation. He said he is building extraordinary people in this season. The Lord also started to remind me about us not losing sight of the bigger picture, of his coming back, of all of that. Like, it was really, I think I was probably crying at some point. But when he was really speaking to me, I felt it so heavy about he's coming back. Like, don't lose sight. There's so many distractions. There's so many people calling you, telling you how to make money, how to do this, how to be, you know, this in the kingdom, what the kingdom should be doing, you know. And we really sometimes get distracted and caught up. I won't mention the app, but I was on an app earlier today, and, you know, some people talking about the kingdom. And they were almost like complaining about the people coming on the app. It was just, I don't want to go into that detail, but it was just a little bit disheartening, quite honestly. Cause I was like, a lot of stuff you're just saying is stuff which you are coming from your own opinion, not necessarily from the word of God. And, you know, a lot of things that we see in the word is starting to manifest. You know, so let's keep our eyes open, be vigilant to what's going on, and remain true to the word, because if we don't water ourselves with the word and feed ourselves with the word, we can get very fooled and compelled and, you know, deceived by false doctrines, by people's own opinions, you know, and they speak with voices or they speak with tones that are so compelling and so like, oh, you've been in ministry for 50 years, so I should believe you. You know, I'm not knocking anybody. I respect people and honor people. But, you know, sometimes, you know, if you're discerning, you know, you can tell and, you know, all of that. But the Lord is really highlighting to me about, you know, as I say, I felt it so strongly. In fact, I'm talking about something I didn't plan to talk about. But I felt it so strongly about he's coming back, not losing sight of that, not losing sight of what we're here to do. He desires for men to be saved. So it's not even just about us. We need to always remember where his bride, remember that he desires for men to be saved. So what to, you know, he says, go and make fishers of men, make more disciples. That's, you know, one of the things we're meant to do. Set the captives free. You know, I always say, don't know if I've said it here, but I believe as Christians, as believers, we all have the same overarching purpose. Like, I can't remember the scriptures now, but definitely in Mark and Matthew, and I think in Luke, where it talks about, you know, setting the captives free, healing the sick, you know, casting out demons, that scripture, like that, those are the things that God has said, I'm leaving, this is what I want you to do. I want you to make fishers of men. I want you to set the captives free. I'm like paraphrasing all of these, right? And I want you to To heal the sick. And I want you to do greater works than I did. So greater than he even did, which, you know, we see a lot of the miracles that Jesus did, a lot of the things that he did in the Bible. And we see that recorded, but there's a ton of stuff that I'm sure is not recorded. Because think about it, if somebody wrote about your lifetime, they won't write about, or even if something was being captured, I know that, you know, Holy Spirit's the one that wrote what was there. But if you think about a 3-year span of your life, you know, when something is captured and written down, it won't capture every single thing. It would capture the broad things that, you know, showcase who you are. In that sense, in that same vein, not every single thing Jesus did is recorded. So imagine that he did more. And then he's told us to do greater works, greater works. This is not on the list of things I have to talk about. You see, this is where I start going off. But Holy Spirit's flowing. In fact, before I started recording this, I was like, God, where's the notebook where I wrote down what I was going to say? And then he kind of was like, just let it flow. And I was like, okay, let me get the notebook still. But yes, you know, so greater works, you know, so he's really highlighting to us not to lose sight of that. He says, I am building extraordinary people in this season. And, you know, if we wanted to do a word, you know, search, I didn't look at the meaning, but I didn't look at the definition, but just from what I know about something being extraordinary, it is more than normal. It is not ordinary. It is extra. It is beyond what you call the ordinary. It's beyond people's expectation. It's beyond what people think. So think about Christians. If we say the ordinary Christians, or we say how we've operated before, he's doing extraordinary, right? So it's not going to be the ordinary. This is how we've done things. This is, you know, he's building extraordinary people, you know, and this is why he says he's doing a new thing. You've probably heard a lot about that, but I remember another thing the Lord said to me. Oh my gosh, I'm going into word now. But some said to me as well, you know, my way back, I remember distinctly because I wrote this down, is that, you know, he's doing a new thing. But the problem is that a lot of the enemy is tempting a lot of us with our past, and we must let go of that. And when he says our past, it's not even just thinking about, you know, this year. He's tempting us with our past glory. You know, he really is pointing out our past. Yes, we've had success with all of that, but he's saying, I'm doing a new thing. So I'm building extraordinary people. So you can't be dwelling on the ordinary, or, you know, the stuff you did 2 years ago that was amazing. That is ordinary compared to where he's taking you to. Hallelujah. I didn't mean to say all of that, but, you know, let's go with what the Lord is saying. So in doing so, the Lord started to speak to me personally. And then I started, you know, asking about this podcast, right? About, you know, using our time wisely. So I don't know if I've given this a title yet, but the title, I think I wrote Pivot Your Holiday Season. Maybe that was one title because it just seemed trendy. But maybe I'll call this, like, you know, how to spend your holiday season wisely. Now it's it may sound a little bit like, you know, Mo, you're not in my situation. I don't have, Mo doesn't have, you know, kids yet. She has children, you know, other people keep maintaining them for now, but she sees them when necessary. But she doesn't have kids yet in her home, living in her home. So, you know, she's not in a situation where she needs to entertain kids, or she needs to do all the Christmassy stuff, or rather I call it festive stuff, all of those things necessarily. So you might be like, well, Mo, all the stuff you're suggesting doesn't really apply to me because you don't have that, you're not in that situation. Or maybe, Mo, this is a busy period for me in my you know, job or my business, because maybe you do something that's, you know, in the festive season and you're quite busy. Or maybe more like, I'm just stressed out, I'm bit, you know, or maybe you even feel like you're not motivated, whatever the situation is. I will just say to you, there's probably a couple of things you could pick from here, because the Lord was saying to me, like, you know, time is so, it's such an incredible commodity now. And we've seen that this year, but I don't think all of us have fully maximized it this year. And he wants us to really understand the coming year and be ones that have the advantage and are just walking with him. So he's desiring more than ever that, you know, every moment we have, we're just drawing closer to him and we're seeking him. So, you know, often we start the years and say, oh, we're going to have my new year resolution is blah, blah, blah. I'm going to do this, do that. And then we kind of maybe might get energized, start. And if anything like this year happened, then you fall off the bandwagon. and all of that. But the Lord is like, there is no time like the present. Just start now. You know, some of us have a little bit of downtime coming up in the holiday season. I keep thinking to myself that I'm on holiday, like, because I'm working from home. Every time I finish work, I'm like, oh yeah, I'm off tomorrow. I'm like, no, you're not. So some of us, we have some downtime coming up, you know, in the next week, or you might just even find, even with work, you know, you get the chance to, like, you know, finish a little bit early or all of that. Or even if it's back to your, even if you're busy or your normal routine, all of that, take one or two things from what I'm going to suggest and, you know, just, you know, run with that, right? See what works for you. But what the Lord wants us to do is spend our time, just really being wise with it and not falling into this, like, you know, it's nice some days to not do anything, but let's not be lazy people. Let's not be lazy Christians, because the more you embrace that not doing anything, the more used you get to it. We're creatures of habit and then we're just lazy, and we cannot afford to be lazy. We need to be, you know, spiritually fit. We need to be on point, if that makes sense. But we can't afford to be lazy or slack or anything. So really, I mean, these are some tips on, you know, using your holiday season effectively, because if you don't think about this or you don't plan, then you could find yourself just watching Netflix or YouTube or something, and days will pass by, you know, and one day like that, 2 days like that, it's okay. But you don't want to get into that kind of habit of just having that go. Now again, assess your own circumstance, so I can't speak for what you're doing, but the Lord will minister to you. Now the declaration that he actually mentioned to me, and I don't know why, but the Lord said we should declare that disruption would not get the best of us. So even in this time, we've had a lot of disruption this year, but you might start to, you know, take one or two things I'm saying, or, you know, put a plan together, planning yourself, this is what's going to happen. And then something might happen to disrupt you, or might, you know, change your plans a little bit. And sometimes when that happens, we scrap our whole plan. Like, we have this amazing plan, and then, you know, something happens that affects 5% of our plan, and then we're like, oh, I can't do this anymore. Like, disruption will not get the best of you. You will adjust accordingly. You will actually do what you need to do. You will tell disruption, you know, who's boss over here. So the tips for making the most out of your holiday season is, the first one is being intentional. Be intentional, be deliberate, be like, okay, I've got 3 days off. I'm going to rest in those 3 days. If that's what you're going to do, that's what you're going to do. Be intentional about your rest. Turn off your, you know, your phone or your notification, like, draw away from those things you need to draw away from, like, rest. Make sure you intentionally rest. If you say, I'm going to do some work around the house, be intentional. But whatever the case is, be intentional about what you're going to do. If you're going to spend some time in your word, okay, now we've got 3 days off, I can do some Bible study, I can pray. Be intentional. And it falls into the second plan, is actually make a plan around it. Because if you don't plan and you just say, I'm going to do these things, they will not happen, right? So first thing is be intentional. Second thing is make a plan. If you have to go as far as scheduling your day, so in the morning, I'm going to do da 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 da. In the afternoon, I'm going to do blah, 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 blah. You know, structure your day. Just be, you know, make a plan around what you're going to do. As I say, if it's purely rest, make sure you plan your rest. You plan your rest of, like, okay, I'm going to get this much hours of sleep, and then I'm going to, this is one of the other things I'm going to do to rest my brain, you know, spend some time, you know, in the word of God, spend some time soaking in God's presence, not listening to other stuff that, you know, I won't go into that. But yes, just be intentional, make a plan around that. Don't waste 24 hours. You know how valuable 24 hours are, and we can spend 24 hours like doing nothing sometimes, you know, and we don't want to waste that time. The third thing I wrote is like notes to self. This is notes to self. So maybe for me and not for you, but the third thing I wrote was about eating right. Now it's weird to say eat right over the holidays, because that's where we feel like, ooh, we can do what we want, etc. But this year has felt like we have just done what we want to do. I feel like my body just wants to, like, just revenge and just go on a serious serious diet next year, which is probably going to happen. But like, you know, eat right. When I say eat right, you know, is yes, you know, we've got all of this, but I, you know, what the Lord was saying to me about us using this time to obviously build ourselves again. So, you know, I wrote, you know, getting vitamins, getting an exercise plan. It could just be something so small. It doesn't need to be something so gra-gra, as they say, where I come from. It could just be like, you're literally going to say, okay, I'm going to do some skipping in the garden. I'm going to go on a, like, you know, look for one of those videos of, you know, 10-minute workout or something. Just do some exercise, but also eat right. So yes, you might have all this, you know, all the stuff people have over the festive period, but make sure you're having some vegetables, some fruit. You're doing those things to get your system, give it the right nutrients and all of that, so that you're starting to train your body into all of that. You know, we need to be right. We need to like be, you know, our bodies need to are required for the work we need to do in the Lord, right? So this is an opportunity to start to maybe be intentional, because you're, you know, if you've got some time off, then you can intentionally plan and say, okay, in the morning, rather than, you know, eat the leftovers from the day before, I'm going to actually have a smoothie. I'm going to have some fruit. I'm going to drink some greens. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do some exercise in the morning, drink some greens, do that. And then just start to do some research on things that can help your body. You're going to start taking vitamins and things like that. I'm not a health person like that, like a specialist, so I can't really recommend. I won't want to recommend something. You know, I do take some vitamins, and I'm going to be doing some more, but I don't know if that's right to do. I won't want to do that, and perhaps, you know, be causing any potential issues. So that's the next thing I wrote. So the next thing is have a do some evaluation, right? So if you go to my YouTube channel again, you'll see a video which is quite recent, which is called 2020, like finishing your year strong, finishing a 2020 strong. Another thing we'll talk about maybe next week. But one thing I do talk about there on there, which the Lord really, it's really him that came about this name, is a goal and grow list, a goal and grow list, or grow and go list. No, I said grow. So go and grow, or grow and go, whichever way. I like to say grow and go, because grow is the one thing, one you want to keep, go is what you want to let go of, right? So one of the things I encourage when we're thinking about finishing our year strong is making sure that we are reflecting, but we're not getting stuck in our reflection. And I think actually this year is probably more important than other years, of not getting stuck in the reflection and just, you know, being tripped up by that, right? So this grow and go list is, if you go to our Adia Talks website, just go to www.adiatalks.com. You will go to the Academy page, I believe it's the Academy page, and you'll see it right there. The grow and go list, right, is a list, is a template, which is just going to help you in terms of think about the things that you want to grow and think about the things that you want to go. So, i.e., I want to let go of my fear of starting something new in 2021. And I want to embrace clarity. You know, it could be high level like that. Then you start to break down, what clarity do I want to get? I want to get clarity clearly on who I am, or I want to work on my identity in Christ. Maybe you might be feeling like you get tripped up, and you know, by things that other people say, or by the enemy tries to trip you up sometimes. You know, that's then, okay, I want to work on my identity in Christ. So these are things I want to really grow. So once you're able to then identify those things, they may be like a long list if you're that detailed, or it might just be like five core areas that you want to grow and get deeper in. Now you might have a bunch of things you want to grow, but you have to be realistic about what you want to do in 2021. Don't take on too much. If you think with the phase of your life you're in, it's really key for you to work on your identity. I mean, that should, if that's something you need to work on, that should always take priority, because that will help everything else, right? But if you really believe that is core for you to work on your identity, then choose that over something else that may be, okay, you want to grow a certain skill. Say you wanted to learn how to make jewelry, but you don't necessarily need it, right? You know, maybe you're not starting a jewelry company, or it's just something you've always wanted to do. Then you don't need to put it on your list as a grow right now, if it's not priority, just think about your priorities of how you want to, or you can even prioritize them and break them down. The template doesn't give you, I mean, template is quite flexible. It's just some sheets of paper, right? But, you know, we can actually, that's something we'll take away. We'll think about how we can make it a little more flexible to bucket it differently. But you can, you know, choose to do it how you want to. You know, I love to think about things in 3 month stacks, and it's something my coach has also taught me. I used to be a 100-day person, but my coach also taught me about the 3 month stack and, you know, doing the evaluation regularly. So you might think, this is what I want to grow for the next 3 months. Then, you know, that's your focus. This is what I want to let go of. Let go of fear. I want to let go of anxiety. I want to let go of low self-esteem. I want to let go of a certain bad habit I've picked up. I want to let go of my addiction to social media, like all, you know, TV. I was going to say TV. I don't know why social media came out, but that's what I feel like a lot of people are addicted to. I want to let go of, you know, these. Then you start knowing, okay, this is what I want to do. Then you at least have that as you, then how do you move on? I'd love to give more material that we could dig into on doing that. So that's something we'll take away on, like, you know, getting you, okay, you've done that. How do you then move on? But these are things that help you with your goal setting, with your clarity on your year, with all of these things, and help you do the evaluation. Next thing I said, pray, listen, journal, pray, listen, pray, listen, journal, pray, listen, journal. Try and do it in that order. Spend some time in prayer. Spend some time just soaking in God, listening out to what he's saying. Spend some time writing down what he tells you. Even if you don't write, there is just something about documenting what the Lord tells you, or maybe it's that you record, you voice record it, but just spend some time, you know, making sure you're digging into that and you're adding that to the structure for your day, right? Use your downtime to develop habits you consider difficult as well. So maybe there's some good habits you want to get better at. Use this downtime that you have to start honing into that. Maybe doing some more research about them, about how you can develop them further, and actually just start working on those things as well. You know, so maybe it's singing. Maybe it's something around that, right? I was saying to myself how, like, I used to have loads and loads of vocal lessons as earlier. Well, you know, this year specifically, I didn't do too much around like training my voice much or anything to do with that. But I did a lot of worship leading and a lot of stuff like that every week, more or less, or something, right? But I didn't do a lot of voice training. And I was like, I really want to go back into that in 2021, because I knew that when I'm disciplined, I'm just disciplined. And a lot when you start doing like leading worship, and sometimes when you're leading worship and you're doing it prophetically and on your own, vocally, you can get a little bit lazy because you're just sticking in the realms of what is comfortable. But I was like, I really want to start stretching myself again and doing that, right? So for me, this holiday downtime is to, I think I've decided the vocal coach I want to go with. She's amazing, right? So, you know, then it's now, okay, maybe how do I follow up with the person? How do I maybe start looking at some of the material they have and working on those so that I'm being a good student and developing, you know, a habit that I want to really work on, or a skill rather, that I want to really work on. So think about it that way. That's how you need to think about that. Now we're going on to 30 minutes. This I will be before you long. I'm going to stop saying it in the intro of my podcast, because it just doesn't, that is just not for me. I'm not the one. Okay. So the last two things we have are, do some research for your new year. So the Lord has maybe told you you need to do this in the new year, or something that you were meant to do in 2021, or perhaps even 2015. Maybe there is some delayed obedience there. But if there's something that you need to do, that the Lord has said you either need to, you know, you needed to have done, or you're going to do in the next year or whatever, or you're looking to do something, or you even are believing God. So you're stretching your faith to say, God, I want to, maybe you want to buy a home in the coming year. Start researching, start actually taking those steps of faith, researching, okay, how do I actually buy a home? Where do I want to buy a home? all of those good things, you know, start looking into, start researching what the Lord has said. Okay, he said you want to start, you're going to start this business online. Start actually doing some digging. Okay, how do you do that? How do you do these, you know, what are all these funnels or these things, or you want to create a website? How do you actually do? Start just doing some research, because it just starts to get your brain going, and it doesn't have this delayed response of, oh, I'll do it in the new year, and you're letting go of that procrastination. You're developing the habit. There's something about getting onto something when God tells you to do it, and when there's like a fire for it, there's really something about that. There's always a cycle or a period that, you know, there's time to do something. So if there's something the Lord has given you that's a burning thing, start to actually just do, even if you can't do all of it or much of it, start to do the little you can towards it. Trust me. Okay, my podcast thing is telling me I have like a few minutes left because of the way I'm recording this. The last thing is study your Bible. You don't have to wait till the verse of January to start a new Bible plan. There is revelation waiting for you to carry into your new year. So study your Bible, create your own Bible plan or follow one, whatever you want to do, but study your Bible. So study your Bible. I just had to switch my recording there. But study your Bible. There is revelation waiting to carry you into the new year. I believe that so strongly. This is like note to self as well. I bought this new Bible when I went away as well, because I packed and then I got there, realized like, yikes, Mo, you have about 15 Bibles, different types of Bibles, probably about 15. And I hadn't packed one. I was like, how did you not pack? And you know, when I go on my retreats like that, I don't like to use my phone, even though I did, because I kind of had a family thing I needed to keep an eye on. But I don't usually like to use my phone. And the reception is actually quite bad anyway. It only works in certain spots. So it's not like, you know, I was planning to, normally I would take my Bible. I wasn't planning to use my Bible. And there's something about my paper Bible, reading it, you know. So anyway, I didn't take my Bibles. I was like, Mo, really? You brought your books, you brought your notebooks, your journal, your clothes, your toiletries, your underwear, thank God. You brought everything but your Bible, girl. So anyway, I ended up, they have a bookstore, so I ended up buying two Bibles. Oh, geez. I ended up buying two Bibles just because I was like, actually, you know, one of them was a chronological Bible. I had one many years ago. In fact, I had two many years ago, and I lent them out to people, and to this day I've not seen them. And that's been quite a few years ago, and I know that I won't see those Bibles again. And I really wanted a chronological Bible, because I was started, you know, I was started, there was a specific Bible book in the Bible that I wonder, I always feel like this sounds like it's before Genesis, but anyway, before parts of Genesis, but I don't want to confuse anyone's theology. But anyway, so for that, I was like, let me get a chronological Bible again to just read this out and see if they agree with like some of my thoughts and some of my research in it. And then I just thought generally it'd be nice to have a chronological Bible. So I ended up buying a chronological Bible. I don't know why I'm sharing my buying habits here. And another type of Bible, which I was like, oh, actually, I like it. Because this other Bible, the second one I bought, is closer to the original Greek and Hebrew translations. So I was like, oh, this would be nice, because it kind of has like some of the original names of things as well. So I ended up buying two Bibles. So this is like to my already number, which I believe is about 15. This is now 17. So this is interesting. So I was like, okay, Mo, you need to study these Bibles. So that's why I was like, notes to myself as well, to study these Bibles that I have recently purchased as well. Anyway, so those are some tips that I just wanted to leave you with for how to spend your holiday season. And of course, spend it with family, you know, rest, eat all those things. I didn't mention them because those are natural things that you guys will probably do already. So, you know, fit that into your curriculum. But the Lord is just saying, just spend your days wisely, you know, planning, especially if you find that you tend to be busy in the year. This is some downtime to relax, yes, but it's also to really get with God and see what he's saying, and, you know, go with the approach of getting with God, seeing what he's saying and going with that, rather than making your own plans and bringing them before him and saying, God, bless my plans. He will bless the work of your hands. But, you know, we want to be people that are partnering with God, and it's just better to just go to him and spend some time with him and allow him to just download and just, you know, give you and show you what's on his heart. His heart is really to get men saved. And, you know, let's not lose sight of the bigger picture, as I talked about earlier. But I'm going to let you guys go. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. Hope it made sense. Hope you gained something from it. You want to go to our website, look at some of the stuff I mentioned as well. I want to also thank you and give a big shout out to everybody that joined the Idea Talks conference that we had on 2021 Equipped Elevate. We are going higher. That's what the Lord said. So thank you, everybody that joined that. I'm so grateful for you. I just grateful for your lives. Thank you to all our speakers as well for taking time out. I literally just sent an email out to the attendees and people that signed up. So if you signed up but you weren't able to join, you should receive that email with the links to everything now kind of edited, because we needed to remove anything that was, you know, very personal to those moments we had. So now all edited, all done, and any additional resources that we talked about or were referenced or shared, you should have all of those things. So you have everything to kick off your 2021, you know, visioning with God and just like seeing what he's saying. You have everything. All the tools have been given to you. You just need to do, you know, the time to make the time to do that. So shout out to everyone. Shout out to all our speakers. We do have another session with one of our speakers that we needed to dig into a little bit more in the new year. That's not been scheduled yet, but that will definitely be like early parts of the new year as well. So you could sign up to our mailing list. If you go to the website, it'll be right there. You can sign up to get more information, stay, you know, posted with what's happening, etc. Gonna let you go. I love you all. Have a wonderful holiday season, whether you celebrate Christmas like that or you're just like, you know, however, if you're like me, you're just like, hey, it's festive, you know, season. We're just, you know, spending time with family, whatever it is. But, you know, have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful festive holiday season. I pray that, you know, you really get into God, that you really have a new revelation of God. I pray that, you know, you and your family and, you know, your children and everybody has a new revelation of God, you know, no matter how big or little it is, let it be something that is life-changing to them, that they see God. And I pray that, you know, your heart's desires for this holiday season will be met. I pray that, you know, if you are lacking something, you may be focused on, I don't have this or I don't have that you need. I just pray that supernatural provision will be your portion in Jesus' name, that the Lord will surprise you. He will make a way. He will put the food on your table. He'll make the presents available for your children or for whatever you need, whatever you think you need. You might be thinking, oh, yes, it might seem like such a just a physical need, or maybe it's carnal in a sense, right? But the Lord cares about, you know, the needs, the very needs you have. So I pray that just as, you know, the gift of Jesus was given to us, and that's what, you know, is marked around this time, I pray that, you know, anything you need, any gift you need, anything that is needed to surprise you and, you know, for God to blow your mind is indeed your portion in the name of Jesus. And I pray that as you begin to press into 2021, you begin to see it in pictures. Yes, Karabashi, you see it in pictures, you see it how the Lord wants to show you. I pray that your vision will not be blurry. I pray that it will be clear. You will see clearly, you will hear clearly, you will perceive what he's doing the right way. You will not be drifted off by the wrong thing or by the wrong smell or by some that everywhere the enemy wants to deceive you. He wants to, if you want, where he wants to trick you with past glory, with past shame, where he wants to bring your past up and show you, or even those past things that were good, where he wants to deceive you with nostalgia, where he wants to deceive you in that, you know, that will not come to pass in the name of Jesus, that you will just catch any whiff of deception and you will shift accordingly in the name of Jesus, that there will be a quickening of the Spirit of God within you. So yes, that just went in a different direction, but we are moving according to the speed and the wind of the Lord. So thank you. I probably said thank you and I said goodbye for like the fourth time. So that's like church, right? When people leave, always leaving church. I think I picked that up from one of my parents. So Don't blame me. But anyway, I love you. Thank you. And I will speak to you all next week. Take care and God bless. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope this episode blessed you. If so, why not share it with a friend or two or three or four, and make sure you subscribe on whatever platform you're listening to. Feel free to also comment, share some feedback, etc. You can also follow us on social media. We're on all the major platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. On Instagram, we are Adia Talks Community. Everywhere else, we are Adia Talks. You can also head to our website, adiatalks.com. We have some great resources on there, again, about helping you just live your best life. So I encourage you to check that out. We have amazing things on there, so many wonderful things to come. Join our mailing list, etc. Take care and God bless you.